I'm Marco Werman here with The World. It's a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. We talk a lot on the show about American immigration laws, especially lately. But all countries have ways to regulate immigration. Mexico's immigration laws, for example, focus on family unity. They also make it easier for U.S. citizens to live there on tourist visas and become legal residents. This reality brings us to Caterina Barón and her family. You might remember that we introduced you to them last August. Barón is a U.S. citizen, but her husband is Mexican and was deported. The family decided to move to Mexico to stay together.
We're almost to Mexico. The Mexican call that Dad's in?
Yep.
That was their five-year-old back in June. Reporter Valeria Fernandez has been following the family's story and recently headed to their new home in central Mexico.
Should I bring your original birth certificate, too?
Caterina Barón opens manila envelopes with documents at her home in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico. Her toddlers, 2 and 5, watch cartoons.
It's just so funny how the tables have turned.
Not long ago, Caterina was in Arizona trying to stop her husband's deportation. Now, she is the one trying to get legal residency in Mexico.
I think that's it. Oh, and then our passport.
Caterina met her husband, Jesus, in Mesa, Arizona, through friends. He came to the U.S. when he was a toddler from Mexico. Caterina said he grew up culturally like an American.
We both have high school diplomas from Mesa, Arizona. Mesa. It just blows my mind.
When Jesus married Caterina, a U.S. citizen, in 2015, they thought he could get papers if he cleaned up his record. There was a DUI from 8 years ago. Because Jesus had been deported before, there was no way for him to stay in the U.S. legally. So the family moved with him to Mexico.
Yeah, where we used to live, it was a major road, so he couldn't do this.
That's Jesus on a family outing to get tacos, walking the small streets here, much different than Arizona's big freeways.
You know what we should get for a pet?
What?
A baby pet chihuahua.
Chihuahua?
A chihuahua.
Oh, a chihuahua.
Those kind of dogs.
You want a chihuahua?
Yeah.
Dad would love a chihuahua.
Adero is their five-year-old boy. He goes to a bilingual school. The move was tough on him. He misses his friends. Caterina is trying to navigate some of this by reading parenting books, but she can feel at a loss. She tells her son it's okay to be angry. She's felt that too. Caterina is also learning some Spanish, sometimes with cab drivers.
Es la última casa.
She also watches cartoons in Spanish with Sedona, her 2-year-old girl.
Pepa y su familia han pasado un día muy agradable en el campo.
Sedona just became a Mexican citizen through her dad, while Caterina is working on getting her permanent residency so she can work legally. In the U.S., she was in college to become an elementary school teacher. For decades, San Miguel de Allende has attracted Americans, retirees, artists, writers. About 10,000 U.S. citizens live here. It's colonial, peaceful, lots of cafes, signs in English, and U.S. citizens can stay for up to 6 months on a tourist visa. Many just go back and forth. Most Americans choose to live here, but the Barons felt forced because of Jesus' deportation, and San Miguel seemed like a good spot to land, especially for Caterina and the kids.
That's work in the castle. Right there.
There's fireworks like all the time. They celebrate like everything here.
Oh my gosh, I just stabbed myself with this.
You did? Are you okay?
It really hurt.
For a while, the Barons lived in an apartment on a cobblestone street with a view of green mountains and colorful houses. Rent was $360 a month. That can be expensive here, though, with a minimum wage less than $5. And Jesus has been the breadwinner, working as a busboy and then a private driver. So the family just moved to a cheaper place. In the meantime, family donations help them stay afloat. Caterina often tells other Americans how she feels lucky. But sometimes people ask her one question, she wishes had a different answer.
Could he have applied for a green card because he was married to you? Did you try that route?
Marriage really doesn't mean anything like people think it does, because, he did have an immigration record before because he had been deported previously.
Recently, Caterina spoke to about 30 Americans gathered at the Rotary Club here in San Miguel. She knows immigration laws are complicated. She's sharing what she's learned the hard way. She held a mic and told what she calls the story of her family's deportation.
I love Arizona, but I've lost faith in the system because I grew up being the white privileged person that I am, is that law enforcement is on your side. Law enforcement is there to protect you. They're supposed to keep your family together. They're the good guys. After being married to someone undocumented, I no longer feel that way.
Caterina doesn't think her husband should have to leave the country he's lived most of his life in because he made one mistake 8 years ago. She said he also paid his dues more than most Americans. He was held between jail and immigration detention for over 180 days. Talking to her five-year-old about all of this has been the hardest, she told the group.
Why we're here, why Dad can't go back, like, he's pretty smart. He gets it. I told him it's grown-up problems, but he still worries.
Caterina said moving to Mexico wasn't a sacrifice. She surrendered.
You know, I think it's harder for my husband because he feels like he took us away from something that is better. But I don't feel like that. I feel like there's a difference between sacrifice and surrender. And I feel like sacrifice is leaving something that you think is better for something less better, less good, you know. And surrender is just pulling on all of the tools around you and all of the experiences and just creating the best life possible with what you have around you for your children.
Caterina sees advantages of raising her children in a new culture and away from some of the anti-immigrant discourse in the U.S., in a place where her family won't fear being separated, a stark contrast to how she felt in the U.S. For The World, Valeria Fernandez, San Miguel de Allende, Mexico.
Valeria's story was produced with support from the International Women Media Foundation. You can find more of her reporting on the Barón family, from Jesus' deportation to their new life in Mexico, at PRI.org.